Hello, everyone. My name is Milagros, and I am here with
Dorothy
and Aaron. Hello.
And we are the Med Podcast. Today, I wanted to bring up this thing that I started realizing when I go into Instagram. The other day, I was just scrolling through my feed and I started really recognizing the fact that everybody creates their own like identities when we're on Instagram.
Yep.
And I started realizing that I also have my own identity that's far from my own reality on Instagram. It really got me thinking like about just why do we create these things? Why is an identity important?
Yeah. Well, that actually reminds me. I read this article called The Presentation of Self in the Online World, Goffman and the Study of Online Identities.
Oh.
Yeah. And cool. This is a great article because it includes the work by Irving Goffman. And I don't know if you both are familiar with Goffman.
Tell us more about it.
He was a Canadian-born American sociologist who is by some considered to be the most influential American sociologist of the 20th century.
Look,
I know, crazy.
At that.
And one of the works that he has written is The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life, published in 1956. And this is a work of him that talks about presenting oneself in everyday life and about identity.
Right.
Well, the article I just mentioned, which has been written by Leon Bullingham and Anna Vasconcelos, talks about Goffman, but then in the context of online identities.
Oh.
So what they did a research where they found out that participants of this particular research were keen to recreate their offline self online, but engaged in editing facets of self. So basically what this means, they present themselves, their online identity, in a way that is actually surprisingly close to who they actually are in the offline world, in the real life. But they still edit some parts, right? To fit a certain expectation, certain type, whatever they want.
Oh,
yeah?
Of course, yeah.
And it's very interesting. It's a very interesting research. So talking about online identity, where, as you were saying, normally you would maybe assume that people change a lot. But this text actually proposes that people try to stay honest in a way, try to stay close to themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do you think people create these identities to be so close to the actual identity instead of making up a new personality?
Well, I think in a way it's kind of what we all idealize to be. We always have an expectation of what we want to be in life, and because of our certain realities, we tend to not be able to get to that level. So I think social media gives us that platform to create an identity that might seem like that is our lives to other people, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's also an important thing that some people also really use it to communicate with people they don't see very often. For example, Instagram is an example of you can reach friends that you don't see regularly, and then they can still catch sort of a snippet of what you do in your life, you know, the kind of people you hang out with, the concerts you visit, whatever. So I think in that way, it can be a very honest way of communicating your life.
Yeah.
But you still make a selection, of course. You don't share everything. It is a sort of curated experience in a way.
Yeah, I think on Instagram, you can also reach audiences outside of your circle in your offline space.
Yeah.
And you can curate your own audience of people that follow you thanks to the private profiles. And you can just share your own idealized version of who you are to these people that never actually met you in real life. So they only know this version that you made of yourself.
Yeah. In a way, it feels kind of like a shield. Like you kind of avoid any sort of negative outcome. So you choose to perfect your identity in a way, I would say. But I think in that sense, I would also want to argue, like, how can that affect us? Because we create this identity that is not precisely us.
Yeah.
But now you tend to stick to that. I, for example, I found that I would post images. a lot about landscapes and trips that I've gone to. But then not too long ago, I realized that I wanted to post other stuff that maybe is not only about trips that I go to and maybe just about my daily life. And it's something that's very like uncut with no like filters, very like simple. And I felt that now that I had that identity that I created before, it feels hard to leave that because that's how people know me as. And so I wanna hear what you guys think about how that can affect us, because I feel like it does affect a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think what happens is you sort of establish a certain self-image in the online realm, so to speak. So what you did, for example, you were saying, oh, you know, you posted landscapes and trips.
Yeah.
And that was it, exclusively pictures of this. And then in a way you've created this own version of yourself in this online space that is just focused on this.
Yeah.
And then I can imagine expanding it. It's very strange because it's already like settled in a way. And in that way it can affect you because then you become very conscious like, oh, am I allowed sort of to go beyond it, to broaden my horizons?
Yeah, exactly.
But which also is very strange.
Instagram also pushes you to conform in one single way because thanks to this you can reach other people. And the point of Instagram is to get more likes, to get more views, comments, and engagement. And if you branch out, like normal people have multiple interests, you don't reach that many people because you don't go to the specific category of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I also feel like looking into like social media people, like just celebrities, they tend to always have this like perfect image or just an image that they create. And once they kind of change that image, I don't know, they decide, like, for example, JoJo Siwa, she had a certain image that was very Disney-like, childlike, and then out of nowhere she decided that she didn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And that brought a lot of backlash. A lot of people did not like that. A lot of people loved it.
Yeah.
But then how, like, in a way, that also probably affected her, the way people saw 100%. Her.
And, definitely, yeah.
And the way that people reacted to her change in identity, I would say.
Yeah. Because it's definitely also an interaction with an audience.
Yeah.
Especially when you are a celebrity and you have a bigger audience and you have a public account. You're not just doing it for yourself. It's not just sharing who you are. It's also sharing it with the people. Like there's a double.
But also the people you're sharing it, if you think about it, they're also identities. Like they're.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're also not their real selves. Like a lot of people tend to go to social media and are very hateful, for example, that maybe in real life they don't. They are not, but they go to social media to be hateful. So it's like we're all taking it to each other.
This is all allowed thanks to you have this sense of anonymity and this hidden aspect of social media, because you can just say hateful things to people because you don't know these people in real life. You wouldn't say bad stuff to someone you know in their face. Maybe you would, but thanks to the shield of the screen, you can just say whatever you want because you don't see the effect it has on other people.
Like a faceless quality.
You
don't really need to, you don't feel the burden of responsibility in that sense.
And also thanks to this you can feel that you can change your own personality because the people don't actually know you.
Very interesting. But then to circle back to the article.
So
what the research found out is that people are actually surprisingly honest. Like they actually try to portray their online identity very close to their offline identity. And then my question to you would be, why do people do this? Like why do they, because we can obviously filter, we can show the nice parts of ourselves, but why would you choose deliberately to actually present yourself as realistically as possible, so to say?
Right. Well, I think in a way you still want to connect to others in a very humanistic way. But it is true that when you decide to maybe hide some facts about you or present yourself in a different way, you're also kind of protecting your actual identity from being damaged in any other way. But I think it's kind of like an instinct that we have to connect to other human beings, you know?
Yeah, I think it's about honesty. I think people just want to connect with other people online in the way that they actually are in real life. Mm. And most of the time, friendships that you make online actually go back to the real life and you meet these people in real life. So you don't want to be a totally different person when they actually meet you in real life.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah, so you would say that this honesty is also in a way to sort of keep existing relations standing in a way, to sort of keep them sort of strengthened. And then this honesty is a way to keep them, to remind them like, oh, you know, I'm still the same person I was when I knew you, for example, a few years ago, that I have not changed that much, or I actually have changed a lot.
I think it also just keeps us sane in a way. Because I'm thinking about how now a lot of things have been taken over by AI. And you go on Instagram and then you see so many videos that are now made with AI. And I think, at least for me, I get to a point where I start like really getting distraught by the fact that at one point I might not recognize what is real and what is not.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
And I feel like that I feel like that could truly lead us like to insanity. Like, because then you can't really trust anything anymore. And I think in a way we decide to keep ourselves real because of that. Because we do fear, like without realizing, we do fear this, like,
Not knowing.
That's a great point. So with this threat of not knowing what's real anymore, we actually value very honest, real personalities and identities very much in the online realm.
No, I think that also being honest with people are very interesting in real life, and just conveying that through the message of the social media gives you the platform to be actually yourself.
Yeah.
And you are interesting already, so you don't need to make up other things about yourself when you are on social media.
Yeah,
but then I think a final interesting question might be, to what extent is it a positive thing to present yourself very honest? Because we are just now saying like, people value the honesty and the real personalities. But me, for example, I've never posted a photo of myself or anything like remotely personal. And I really enjoy this distance I have. And I'm like, the people I like and I see in real life, those are the people that can sort of experience me in a very real way. And the online world is sort of, for me, it's a different thing. And I also don't want it to be too personal, but I don't know how it is for both of you.
It's very, very different. I'm what I am on real life. I'm on social media. I share everything there. I know it's not, maybe you shouldn't do that, but my audience is mostly my friends and people that follow, like my mom's friends and my family. And now that I live abroad, it's the way to be real with them is I share my life and I want them to know every detail of my life. So I just share it with the audience. And thanks to this, I connect with other people. And when I go in Bratislava, in my hometown, I walk around and someone just approaches me like, I love your stories. I'm like, who are you? But they're like, it's such a real experience that they actually think that they know me just from my stories because I'm just so honest.
But are you not scared that a complete stranger walks towards you? I don't know. No, that's what I'm scared of.
Most of the time they're like, oh my God, I love your stories. I'm like, I don't know who they are. And I think I know them in real life. And then they're like, no, I just know you from your stories. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I was not supposed to know this person before.
But maybe you're also not really aware of it when you post it. Yeah. That you reach a broader.
Yeah, I'm not actually, I don't have that big of an audience. I think if I had, I have only 500 followers. But if I had thousands and millions of followers, I don't think it would be that pleasant to actually share every detail of my life.
So then you would hold back, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, I think, but I am someone who also holds back a lot on what I post because I do have a bit more followers.
Yeah.
Just a consequence of allowing people to follow me when I was younger. And now I'm like, oh my God, so many people follow me for no reason. But now I tend to always, I look at a picture, I'm like, oh, I would like to post that. But then I'm like, oh, but I don't know, a lot of people that follow me, I don't know what they would think. But then I'm like, I start questioning what's really the point of social media, which I think we could talk about that
next week.
The next episode. But it's a really gray area to know, to decide how much you want to put out there. And so Yeah, I don't know. I think it really depends, you know?
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think kind of concluding back to like what we talked about, you mentioned about Bellingham and Vasconcelos.
Yeah, the article. Yeah,
and the article. And how like identities in the digital world, they tend to differ a bit from what we are actually in reality. Mm. And I think we all kind of brought it back to our personal experiences to it.
Yeah.
But we also kind of discussed why do people do this and how it can affect us, and also to what extent is it morally correct to have an identity other than your real self.
Yeah.
But powerful conversation, guys.
Yeah.
Truly, at some point I was like tearing up. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Please donate on the website.
Yeah, on our Patreon down
below.
Buy
our t-shirts.
Yes, please do. And please make sure to subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Yeah, see you next time.
This was the Matt Podcast.
Thank you.